valuing time. The Torah says that Avraham Avinu became old and was coming in days. The Zohar explains that this refers to the many mitzvahs that he fulfilled. All the days of his life were fully utilized for the service of Hashem. As Chassidus explains, a person is given the exact number of days he needs to accomplish his tasks in this world. If a day is not used for its purpose, that day's task is left undone. To highlight the importance of valuing every moment and utilizing it for growth, the Rebbe made 2 points. Firstly, wasted time never returns. Every individual is given a specific number of days and seconds to accomplish all that he is charged with. Hence, when a day is misused, this loss is irreplaceable. Secondly, today's avodah raises tomorrow's avodah to a higher level. For, as Chazal say, a person who has 100 coins desires 200. Therefore, if today is misused, this will weaken the chances for a better tomorrow. At a Farbringen, the Friedrich Rebbe once said, "Time must be monitored, and one must accept upon himself the yoke of Torah. Every period of time, and every day that passes, is not only a day, it is a life's concern." The Rebbe Rashab related in the name of the Alter Rebbe, "A long summer day and a long winter night comprise a year." The brother of the Maharal points out an unfortunate reality. While people are concerned over a loss of money, they are less concerned over a loss of time. In truth, of course, the reverse should be the case. Lost money, after all, can be recovered. Lost time cannot. During the summer of Tofresh Nun Aleph, at the age of 11, the Friedrich Rebbe was arrested for trying to protect another Yid from a cruel police officer. Thrown into a dark cell and overcome by fear, he suddenly realized, "I'm imprisoned just like my holy forefathers were, so I should respond to the challenge with courage and faith, and spend my time studying Torah." He already knew the Mishnah